This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Stacy Cleveland, the principal conductor, director, and she who must be obeyed with the Melbourne Municipal Band. Thanks for coming in.
I like that title. Thank you.
If only it worked.
If only it were true.
Okay, great concerts coming up. Let's hear about them.
Well, it's called Magic Carpet Ride. We have a sort of Middle Eastern Arabic kind of a theme for these concerts. So we can ride our magic carpet anywhere we want to go, and we take it many different places.
Scheherazade kind of thing.
Sort of, yeah. And the concerts are Wednesday and Thursday of next week at the Melbourne Auditorium. That's on Hibiscus, right across from the hospital. They start at 7:30, but we'll have pre-show starting at 6:30, and that will be done by the Sunshine Brass Quintet. They'll be doing our pre-show entertainment. And then at 7:30, we start in with the Magic Carpet Ride. And I'm very pleased. We have a special guest for this program, and that is Nicole Scott. She is the principal flutist with the Brevard, she plays with the Brevard Symphony Orchestra and also with the Florida Lake Symphony, Space Coast Pops, Walt Disney. She plays all over Florida. But she's going to be our special soloist. She's going to be featured on Canzonetta from the Violin Concerto in B-flat by Tchaikovsky, which is a really nice thing. That's not exactly Arabic, but like I said, this is a magic carpet, so it can go anywhere.
That's right.
I have a little leeway there. But the major reason that I asked her to play this concert, besides playing a solo with us, was for this new piece that we have that we just got for the band, and it's called Arabesque, and it's going to be sort of the grand finale of this program, and it's a really neat piece. The composer wanted to write something for wind bands that was really in the Arabic mode because there wasn't anything else that was strictly Arabic. So the beginning of this piece starts out with a really improvisational kind of a flute solo with the drums, and it sets the mood for the whole thing. And then it starts in with the dumbek, which is a special drum that you play with the hands, and the other percussion join in, and it's sort of an Arabic line dance like you would hear at an Arabic wedding. And so it gets really big and raucous, and then it ends with a beautiful big chorale, which sort of combines all of the elements of the whole thing. And this is really my favorite thing on the program. I'm really excited about being able to perform it, so I hope our audience is going to enjoy that.
It sounds great. Where do we get our tickets?
No tickets required. Free concert. Show up at the door. 6:30, 7:30 is when it starts, and everybody can come in. We're in our 46th season, and the Melbourne Band is dedicated to providing free concerts for our community. It's what we do and what we love to do. So we hope that people come out and enjoy the free music.
And one of the nice things, too, is that you do it twice. So
right, Wednesday or Thursday, so you can come either night.
And, or both nights.
Yeah. Well, sure. You could bring your friends. And then if you want more information, we have a website, mmband.org. Or you can call our hotline, 724-0555. We have a Facebook page. Friend us on Facebook, and you'll see my little insights into the different music we're playing and messages back and forth between the band members. And as we hunt for music, we put up all different kinds of links. So it's kind of fun to watch and see what's going on.
That does sound like fun. So how many members are in the Melbourne Municipal Band?
We have easily over 100 members. It's a very big organization. But for any given concert band, concert like we're going to do next week, we'll have about 80 members on stage, something like that.
Wow. So is it hard to conduct, to keep them all on the same page and the same...
Well, it can be challenging. It's a lot of fun, though. We work really hard. We rehearse once a week for 2.5 hours on Tuesday nights. So we work really hard. We have between 6 and 8 rehearsals for every concert that we give. And, you know, that's a lot of hours, plus people practice at home. So mm-hmm. Then we get together and we hopefully pull it all together and pull it off for the show.
And these people all do it for their love of music.
They do. A lot of people, I mean, there's a great variety of people. Some of them are professional musicians and teachers. Some of them are people who've just played ever since they were in school. Some of them played in school and then put their instruments down for 30 years, and then they picked them back up again and started all over again. So it's quite a variety.
Sounds great. Now, do you guys take a hiatus for the summer? Is this like your last concert?
We don't. We play all year long. So we have another concert in June called Why So Serious, and that will feature some of the music of Spike Jones, and it'll be a lot of fun stuff. Nothing highbrow on that concert. And then we'll have a guest conductor. I don't think that's been announced yet, but that will be in August. So we run all year. The only time we take off is a couple weeks in December for Christmas break, and then we're back at it.
Wow. So we hope everyone will come out. That is Wednesday and Thursday, and the dates are 18th and 19th?
That's right.
At the Melbourne Auditorium. No tickets required. Just show up. Doors open at 6:30.
Right.
For pre-show, and the show starts at 7, and it's going to be
7:30.
A great magic carpet ride.
Yes.
So everybody come out. And let's give them your website address.
It's mmband.org.
All right. Stacy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
I guess we'll see you in June for Not So Serious.
I'll be back.
All righty. Thanks.